I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about that Christ will shine on you. We're going to be taking a look at this passage of scripture in Ephesians chapter 5, where it says, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." So in this passage, it talks about how light makes all things visible. Light makes all things visible. It wakes us up. It makes things visible. We're going to be taking communion over this passage of scripture today, just asking God to help us to walk in this and to walk out these promises that he's got for us in this passage of scripture. But why we take communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our mind and remembrance and imagination, and to make his sacrifice active and relevant right now, today, in this present moment. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And it's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, to stir them into our mind and remembrance in the middle, and combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do in the cracker and the juice. I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, physical body together. It's very powerful. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord. Just that deep honor and reverence and respect and appreciation for God and for the sacrifice of Jesus, and for all that they were willing to go through to connect us back together with him. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. The Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves before taking communion. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout tips and advice. Because I truly believe physical exercise is one of the greatest ways for us to practice exercising our faith, to receive this grace by faith, and to practice us resting and God doing the work through us, to practice that. And then once we understand how to apply our faith into the physical exercise, it teaches us how to apply that into all the other areas of our lives as well. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, their friends, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities and make the most of them today. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's talk about the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? And how are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. This is a time to examine ourselves because we have to have this eternal perspective with God. This eternal perspective and relationship with God, but it's got to be brought down into today. Our relationship with him has to impact today. The decisions we make, the things we say, the things we're thinking about, our actions and behaviors, it's got to impact today. That's where we talk about our four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy and some fun into these fundamentals today. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. This is the on-off switch. Think about like a light switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in between. We're going to see in this passage of scripture in Ephesians 5 today, talking about light versus darkness. We want to take our position in the light. And remember, you got to keep doing this every day. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. And it starts with humility, because it's the humble who are given grace. It's the humble who are exalted and promoted. To be humble, to be willing to humble ourselves in relationship with God and with other people. To be willing to learn and grow and change and repent, to say we're sorry. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to let it flow through us. We're going to forgive ourselves in the middle. And we're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to maintain our position in forgiveness today. And we're going to take our position in love, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs. Always hoping, always trusting, always persevering because love never fails. And we're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. One of the greatest expressions of faith. And we're not just going to think about it. We're going to physically express that gratitude out into the world. Because something different happens when you not only think about it, but you get it out of you into the world. We're going to speak it. We're going to write it. We're going to embody gratitude in our body today. And we're going to take our position in this light. And when we take our position, we're stepping into Christ. And God has taken everything he has, and he gave it all to Jesus because he was worthy. He was deserving of it. And we get this amazing gift that we get to be in him today. We get to be in him today. By faith, we can access this grace. And when we take our position, we've got access to God's spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, his kingdom, his purpose. We become part of his family, his health and energy, his time and finances. You name it, it's in there. He gave everything he had. He gave it all to Jesus. So first, we're going to take our position in this. And then we're going to start to magnify it because Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. He's given all this to us, but we could not be walking in it. Part of our communion today, we're asking for God's help to activate this, to be walking in this consistently. So to magnify the light is to make bigger or greater. We're going to expand that capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. And it's all about what we're focused on. What are we focused on? Where's our attention? I like to think of meditation. What are the things that we're meditating on? What are the things that we're repeating over and over? The thoughts that we're repeating over and over, the words that we're speaking consistently over and over, the habits that we're repeating over and over. That's how we magnify, through repetition and meditation. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word. We can be thinking about it and talking about it, embodying it, taking action on it. On God's word, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We got peace with God. We got his blessing and favor on our lives because of what Jesus did. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. We got this treasure in jars of clay. And just stay focused on whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. And all the things that are going well, looking back at how far God has already brought us, looking back at all he's already done for us. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring them into the light. And we're going to magnify God as bigger than those issues and problems. rather than magnifying the size of the problems and just meditating on it over and over, we're going to magnify the size of God instead. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, bitterness, unforgiveness, venting and complaining constantly, magnifying the size of God, of the issues rather than the size of God, and just trying to figure it all out, doing it all on our own rather than resting and trusting in God. And that's where we're going to recognize the symptoms, because our positioning and what we're magnifying is going to produce some symptoms in our life. When we're in darkness or we're magnifying darkness, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, or I'm going to withhold good things that I know to do because someone did something to me. Someone said something to me. Someone said something about me. I might avoid them or withdraw my presence or give them the silent treatment. And none of those are the way of unconditional love and grace. That's not the way of light. We're supposed to love other people, give the other people the same grace and forgiveness that God has given us. Which means what? We're supposed to be doing good consistently. So none of those ways are the way of light. Then internally, you'll feel this heaviness and weight and pressure like it's all sitting on you. Might have feelings of hopelessness or helplessness, powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck and you're imprisoned or boxed in. It seems like there's no way out. You might have symptoms of low energy, because I think of it like a black hole. It just begins to suck the energy right out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry. There's the dread of the future. There's confusion about which steps to take or which direction to go. Because when we're in the darkness, we can't see. Get stuck in these vicious cycles and bad patterns that seem like they just keep repeating over and over again. But when we take our position in the light, and we start to magnify this, there's this rest in our soul. And the more we magnify it, the more that rest begins to grow. There's this rest in our soul. And when we rest, God goes to work. And when we rest, he goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless, because we've got his spirit and power and energy and love and peace and joy and mind. It all just begins to flow through us. And now all of a sudden we've got hope in any and every situation, because we've got God with us. He just begins to effortlessly set us free. He begins to show us the way to go, the path to take. Things become illuminated on the inside. We're going to see that today in the scripture. And if all that weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace, because sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we get off track. We lose our position. We lose our focus. And he gives us this amazing gift of grace that it only takes a moment to just turn it right back around, to get back into the light again. How do we do it? Number one, it's recognizing those symptoms. Wait a minute, I'm off track right now. And learning to recognize them quickly. Wait a minute, I'm off track. Father, forgive me. I've missed it. I got focused on the wrong things. Something in my life knocked me out of position, whatever it was. Stuff's coming at us every day. Father, forgive me. And we receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves. We forgive other people. If we need to say we're sorry, we take those steps. Then we just start praising and thanking God. He's more than enough for his grace and his goodness. And one of the little prayers I like to pray is, Father, thank you for what you put within me. Help me to cultivate what you put in me to a greater level. I believe you pray that very simple little prayer. You see this amazing shift on the inside where those things are coming at you in life and you begin to respond to them in a different way. And immediately you pray these prayers, you're going to feel this shift on the inside. You're going to get back into the light. You're going to feel that weight lift off you on the inside. Feel the peace and the joy and the rest on the inside just begin to wash over you. And then we're going to stay tuned in today. Our third fundamental, we're going to stay tuned in today, because every day God's trying to lead us and guide us and teach us. But we're going to stay tuned into him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with writing out, what am I grateful for? And the biggest thing I like to praise and thank God for every single day is, thank you for releasing me from darkness and transferring me into the light. I praise God, I think, every single day for that. It's one of the things he's taught me to do. I like to start, if you look at my journals, almost every single journal entry starts with that. And then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? And then it's good to examine ourselves. How was my positioning? What was I focused on? Was I out of position at all? Do I need to make any adjustments? And then I like to ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen for a couple minutes. And whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write it out. One of the most important steps is taking those things that you learn from God and getting them out of your head and onto the paper, getting them recorded somewhere, get them out of you, out into the world somewhere. It's a very important step. Something happens in that process that helps you to remember and not forget. And then we're going to stay tuned in today because he's going to navigate us throughout the day, but we've got to stay tuned into him. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? Just take a minute or two and just slow down, take a deep breath, get connected to him, get focused on his presence with you. And you'll get powered up in him. Think of it like plugging a phone back in. Get powered up in him, and it just takes a minute or two. And then our last fundamental is, what do you know to do today? The last thing I like to do in my journal is to plan out the upcoming day with God before going to bed. And what I've learned to do is stick with what I know to do. Because I learned sometimes I was getting ahead of God. I was asking for his leading and guidance and direction on things to do, but I wasn't waiting for him. And now I'm getting ahead of him because I don't know what to do yet, but I'm doing whatever I think is best. Well, I don't want to do what I think is best. I want to do what God says is best. And it was just wasting a bunch of time. I'd have to go back and redo things and all these types of things. And the grace just isn't there. On the other side, sometimes I was getting behind God because I'm procrastinating on things that I know to do. Things that I knew to do, but I hadn't done them yet. I wasn't walking in them. And so what I've learned to do is stick with, what do I know to do today? I like to make out my to-do list. What do I know needs to get done today? Anything in my conscience, anything I've been procrastinating on, anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do? Begin to make out the plan, and then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it. First thing in the morning, we're going to get connected to him. We're going to get in position, start magnifying him and praising him. And then we're going to walk out that plan together with him today, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, and full confidence in him. Confidence is that place where all those doubts and unbelief are removed. Full confidence that he's right there with us, partnering with us today. And when we get to this place of confident faith, this grace just begins to flow through us. And when that grace begins to flow, he begins to beautify our lives because he's the source of beauty. And beauty is attractive and magnetic, and it just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So let's take a look at the scripture today. This is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 9 through, I didn't put the other part on there, 9 through 20, I believe it is. It says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." Every day I praise God, thank you for releasing me from darkness and transfer me into the light. So let's live as children of light. For the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Okay, let's, part of our walk with God is finding out what pleases him and walking in a way that's pleasing to him. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It's shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. And everything that is illuminated becomes a light. That is why it's said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Get to the next slide here. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Father, we're just so thankful for this passage of scripture today. We're thankful that you're with us. We thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light. And we're asking for your help to find out what is pleasing to you, to help us to have this light of Christ that's shining on us, to walk in the light as you are in the light. We're asking for your help with that today. We just thank you that you're with us. We thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus and all that he was willing to go through to just give us life, to bring us into this light. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice." Father, we thank you for this bread, this opportunity to remember. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Now this new covenant with God, we can know him, have this personal relationship with him, and that's what it's all about. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right. So let's talk about some practical application of this verse. This part right here, "Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead and Christ will shine on you." So in our physical bodies, it's possible for parts of our body to lie dormant. So just like in our walk with God, it's possible that he's got good things for us to walk in, but they're not activated. We're not walking in them actively. In our physical body, parts of the body can lie dormant where they're not really awake. Okay? So physical exercise is something that stimulates or wakes up the physical body. Now, in our daily communion workout, if you don't have the workout, if you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, you get on our email list there. When the daily communion meditation emails come, there's also a workout that's attached there. And something I'm working on getting added into those workouts, it's not on there just yet, is I've been experimenting with what we call high and low days. We have a consistent daily workout to really get good at the basics of fitness. Because you want to become a master of anything, you got to master the fundamentals. Really getting good at mastering the basics of fitness. And on the high days, we focus on improving on those. But then we have what's called the low days, and we're using slightly lighter levels of resistance, going a little slower pace, a little more gentle pace, but we're also working on different variations of some new movements. And it's those new movements, working the muscles and the joints and the body from slightly different angles and in different ways, it begins to activate or to wake up different parts of the body that maybe were lying dormant. Begins to wake them up. And now when I go back to doing the fundamentals, it's this beautiful thing. When I go back to doing the fundamentals again, now I've got more of my body engaged in those fundamentals that's active and activated. When I go back to those fundamentals and the fundamentals feel easier. And so we practice the fundamentals and then we work on activating more and different parts of the body on the low days in between with a very gentle approach. And when we go back to the basics again, it feels better. It feels more awake and alive and activated when we do those fundamentals again. And so it becomes this beautiful thing where they work together. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.